Hello, it's Tuesday the 12th of June, welcome to News Fox.
Hello.
You know, we do funny voice this time.
No, because it's annoying. The girl's been murdered by her father.
He was a bastard.
Yes. I think we should revenge her death.
Revenge.
Avenge.
Okay.
Revenge? Take revenge for her?
Yeah, which would be avenge, I think. I'm not sure how that works, but you know. How are we going to do so?
Find him and do to him what he did to her, which was to
stab her a bit,
to strangle her with a shoelace and then pop her in a suitcase and then put her under a neighbour's patio.
Do you know, I think the world would be better if there were no men or no fathers. Once women can reproduce, you know, internally, mm-hmm. like them sharks and stuff,
yeah,
the world's going to be a better place because they're always killing their kids, aren't they?
Well, there was the one that burnt his kid.
Yeah, and there's that one with the dinghy.
Yeah.
They haven't found the dad yet, which is suspicious. You know, maybe he killed the kid and then swam away. Who knows? He might be dead as well. But certainly he wasn't responsible enough to look after his child on a hot, calm day in a dinghy.
Mm.
So, you know, the sooner the better for the whole reproduction thing.
You're right, but I notice you're looking at a cracking pair of breasts. They're big.
They are quite big, yes. This is a girl called Maylene, or Malene, and she liked to dress up as Sacha Baron Cohen playing Borat. Which is, you'd think would be difficult with the breasts, but she's achieved it.
Mm.
The McCanns, they're going to start paying money to criminals. They're dipping into their funds to pay criminals, see if they'll have to give us any information about where little Maddie is. So, you know.
And they've been jetting off here, there and everywhere.
That's been dipping into the fund, surely.
But we're going to stay in Portugal. I think they should go home.
Yeah, they're
They can't stay in Portugal forever, and she's not there.
No,
and if she does turn up then someone can phone them up. Pop her back on a plane. I think they should go back to work and just, you know, someone needs to sit them down and say, look, obviously it's horrific, but you're not doing yourselves any favours by staying on holiday forever. But thanks. And who's paying for it?
Muggins here. The Daily Star have got 3 full pages of Big Brother news.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel has spoken out about her mother's drug murder. She's so traumatised by it, it's made all her clothes fall off.
Oh dear.
Some amateur glamour shots taken before she entered the Big Brother house. This is the actual caption. So a series of shots they've got her in a bikini. Sexy Chanel-ing amateur glamour shots taken before she entered the Big Brother house, but her pout hides a secret heartache. That's how they've justified putting the pictures in.
They look like they were taking quite a long time before she was giving her house.
She does look quite young. Well, I mean, she's quite young, isn't she?
Mm.
She's certainly got different coloured hair. She's only 19, so not been taking that long ago. She's certainly pubescent. Other news. Big Brother has confiscated all the cigarettes to test them for drug after Tracy's friend said that she'd soaked her Rizzlers in LSD, so they've taken everyone's cigarettes to check them. Tracy apparently is the new favourite today to win.
Mm. I see, I quite like her, but it'd be too annoying.
She's fairly grotesque, though. In just kind of a slightly alarming way. The other Big Brother news is that Shawnee and Jerry have outraged viewers by apparently a gay romp, which involved them basically just lying next to each other on the beds and one stroke the other's hair. Certainly wasn't any rimming, fisting, buggering,
you sure?
Kissing, none of that was going on.
Was there a golden shower?
There wasn't any
was
of that.
Was there a spit roast?
No,
it was just
cuddling.
Did he do a school of fuck?
I don't know what one of them is, but I've done one back to you.
Oh, thanks.
but yeah, no, apparently it's sick. Viewers are disgusted because it was on at 6:30 on the live feed. And they're going, children could have watched 2 grown men lying down next to each other. It's fine when the girls do it though, according to Daily Star. They like that. They love it when the girls let off a bit. Not when the boys do it though. Ugh! Not gay, you know. not in the Daily Star. Posh Spice has worn a pink dress, which is actually really horrible. There's nothing I like about that.
No.
Is that, yeah, see, next to the Big Brother, it's a page of Spice Girls related news. Mainly about Posh. Beckham's currently being David Beckham. Tempted back to Real Madrid, but they're saying no, he's got to do a reality show.
Well, Victoria won't like that.
No.
She wants him in Yankee Land with her.
Well, that's what they're saying, so he won't, sort of, you know, she's wearing the trousers here. And the date was set yesterday, finally, for the paternity battle over little Irish Mel, these Irish baby.
Yeah.
They were in court yesterday. Eddie didn't turn up, I don't think. Bernie has to do a DNA test.
Good. Well, I mean,
so it'll be interesting to find out.
It is his, isn't it, obviously.
Well, I did read that she was slagging it about, but... she's fed.
I suppose it's worth checking, isn't it? For her, it's worth going through it.
Yeah.
If it is his, then she's going
to
get
her. And also, he's been so rude about her that she's got a point to prove. I think if she wasn't confident of the fact that he was the father, she would not do it. Pointless survey of the day. Apparently, British people feel more horny in the summer. When it's hot, they like to wear bikinis and then have sex.
That's certainly...
pointless.
I was going to say, that's certainly the case, isn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying, pointless survey. Of course, that's, it's obvious.
Mm. Although nice in the winter as well.
Yeah.
Get under the covers, do it. a man has got a new hobby. And what he does is he's had a hotline installed in his house and people phone him up going, roadkill, roadkill. And then he drives out and gets it, sees what it is. Maybe he takes the meat out and cooks it, sends it to his two daughters. And then skins it, slaps it on a wall and sells it for £35,000.
He is quite resourceful.
Yeah. Though apparently he hasn't actually sold any yet. This is what he wants for them.
Well, I mean, we could all get a flat badger from somewhere if we tried hard enough.
Yeah. I think it's good. I like, because I often think when I see fresh roadkill, not that I come across it very often, but when I do see it, I think,
I saw a dead baby bird this morning and didn't like it.
So you wouldn't get much meat on that?
There wasn't much meat when it was very new, but it was quite big. I think it might have been pigeon.
What did you do? Just put it in some stew?
Yeah.
But if you see pheasants and things...
Deep fried legs.
You think, better to cook them to them than to leave them.
I'm sure that my parents have probably done that. Sadly, there used to be loads of pheasants everywhere.
Mm.
Where we lived, that part of the country didn't eat it. Didn't like pheasants. Too gamey for me.
Teeth maids are coming back into fashion.
Brilliant!
Along with the vicar and his psalms. I remembered a poem.
Oh, I see.
That I wrote yesterday.
Okay. You made a reference to something that I didn't know about. I couldn't get it.
Yeah. Robots make the fish and chips in cities, streets, and towns. The fish all used to wear smiles, but now they all wear frowns. They don't give you your pie and peas and serve you happily. No, I can't remember it.
Sounds good. I like the idea of the robots selling chips. I think it would be more hygienic, to be honest.
It finished with, bring back good old Vera, get rid of metal arms. People are coming back into fashion along with the vicar and his sons. I can't remember the rest of it.
So it had a nice upbeat religious ending there.
Yeah.
That skull what Damien Hirst made out of diamonds?
Oh, yeah.
George Michaels, I reckon he might buy it. He's quite keen on the whole thing and he's got a bit of money going to spend.
I'd give you 15 million monkeys for that.
apparently he collects Damien Hirst's work and he actually has Saint Sebastian Exquisite Pain, which is the body of a black calf pierced by dozens of arrows and tied to a steel post. I don't know much about art, but I know that that's pretty grim.
See, I wouldn't have room for that in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Even though I've sold the DVD. yeah, before I was talking about Tease Maids.
Oh, yes.
Coming back into fashion, along with the Vicar and his Psalms. The fell out of favour in the 1990s, and now John Lewis is saying, come on, somebody out there, make a nice design.
They're a great idea.
The problem always was, though, what do you do with the milk? Mm. You know, they need one with a little refrigerated milk section. Simple to do now.
Well, maybe we should design the teas,
mate. Not very carbon neutral.
I do it in the shape of a cockerel.
I do it in the shape of a cock. It would be called Morning Glory, and the tea would come out of the Jap's eye.
Then the milk should come out of the Jap's eye.
Straight into my mouth. When I'm not expecting it.
Serena Williams is a tennis player. She's got a lovely lovely bottom. I've pictured that here in the Daily Star.
Now, do you think?
So? She's quite chunky, but in a good way. Yeah, look at it. Brilliant bum. It's big, but perfect.
I think mine's better. Yeah.
Princess Diana might be the half-sister of Jemima Khan. So says Tina Brown in her new book. She's saying that Diana's mum had an affair with James Goldsmith in the late 50s, around the time where Diana was conceived. So it is possible. Well, they do actually look quite similar, but that could just be the eye makeup.
I don't think they do. But it could just be the eye makeup.
I don't know what her real dad looks like, Earl Spencer.
I know her brother's a twat. Does that have any evidence?
No.
Did her and Hugh Grant didn't do it in the end, did they? He ran off.
I know, he did.
He left with the altar.
Pete Doherty and Kate Moss have been to the fair. And there's a picture of Kate Moss wearing actually what is really quite a peculiar outfit and not very nice. It's got like a corset on that comes under her breast and then a sort of see-through covering over them. It actually makes it look a bit weird.
It's
Doctor
cool,
Teeth's got his stomach out.
Where can I buy one?
Topshop.
Oh.
Madonna and the late John F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. Another dead person.
Did they?
They nearly did, but it turned out they didn't have a condom. So they didn't in the end. And didn't bother to reschedule for a later date.
Oh.
Apparently, they couldn't actually buy any condoms. This is the story that his friends have now come out and said, you know, a good 10 years after he died or something. They said, yeah, they were going to do it, but they couldn't either of them buy any condoms because they were going out with other people and they were famous, so they couldn't buy any. Which, you know, just because famous doesn't mean you can't buy condoms. They're not going to know who you're buying them to use them with.
Well, you think you should be able to afford them?
You can get them delivered or get them from the pub toilet.
Get a PA.
So I'm not entirely sure if that's a true story.
No. Gordon Brown, he's been having quite a nice time in Iraq. He's found some of his facts he was looking for. And he says when he takes power, he's going to give David Cameron a look bite.
Just to prove.
To prove his boss.
Okay.
He's going to really hold him down and do it, and even though David Cameron's going to go, no, to stop it, and go to go to work tomorrow, and everybody will see. Gordon Brown. She's just going to hold him down and do it anyway.
I've got a spoiler here for EastEnders.
Go on.
Do you want to know what happens?
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't want to know what happens,
switch off now.
Yeah. Stella and Phil it's their wedding day, she falls off a roof and dies. They have a big row. But they've spoilt it, essentially, what's going to happen. But the show's chiefs are keeping tight lips as to whether they actually exchange vows before she dies, which is largely irrelevant, really. But the point is, she's going to die.
He doesn't have much luck with the ladies, does he?
I don't know if he deserves it, to be honest.
I wouldn't go for him. I don't think.
Paris Hilton still in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a new veggie burger at McDonald's.
There's a new McDonald's open down the road, and And they've tried they've tried to make it look not like
that's an old McDonald's. But they've just redone it inside. I walked past that the other day and got a bit freaked out.
Hmm. Oh, so it's
been there for a while. No, they've just redone it.
Oh, they poked my nose in the window. It looked still
It made it look like a coffee shop or something. It looks like a set of friends.
Like a cheap McDonald's-y.
Paris Hilton yesterday spoke out from behind bars. I mean, I don't know if this happens normally, but she managed to get herself on a talk show on the phone from prison.
I thought she wasn't allowed to have a phone.
Well, I don't know. Her mum was on the guest on the show. Paris had phoned her up during the show. And then they phoned her back the first charges because obviously she's allowed to use the Nick phone. Anyway, and she says, I'm different now. God has given me a second chance and I'm going to stop acting the giddy goat. You know, she said she's going to stop acting dumb. She's going to be as smart as she is. It's not that smart.
Oh, there's been a flasher on a train.
He's a judge, wasn't he? Judge Winky.
Yeah. Judge, look at my flu.
Now, a man has won the lottery.
Yeah. What's he done with it? Still at work at fucking Tesco's?
No, see, I think this is good. They've called him the 4 million lotto swatto.
Oh.
What he had to drop out of law college because he couldn't afford the fees. So he's gone, right, I've won the lottery. I'll go back to law college now. And I'll actually pass the tests.
Yeah.
And they're going to buy a bigger house. And his wife's going to be able to get some horses. He's going to be a top human rights lawyer. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. If that's what he wants and will enjoy being a lawyer, I'd personally just retire and live the life.
Well, 4 million doesn't go that far these days.
Well, it depends what you do.
I mean, you buy yourself a nice house, you pay your fees off, got a few holidays. Yeah, quite a lot left probably.
Yeah, you'd still have.
Depends how nice a house you have. But, you know, you'll have more if he has some more tits here. You'll have more. You'll earn more being a top human rights lawyer. There's a girl here who says, blokes just want to see me naked. So she's obliged. She's a student, Seren Gibson. She made her page 3 debut on Friday. And the phone's been ringing off the hook since. She's in her first year at Goldsmiths College studying media and communications. So she's not really a proper student.
No. Kate Moss says, I really want to be in the sex video with Sir Paul McCartney. And jump at the chance. I think he's the greatest.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. And Mel C says,
Chisholm.
Yeah, she says there's going to be no Spice Girls reunion. I've got a very successful solo.
She's killing herself. She actually, I saw on the telly the other day, and she said she was thinking about it, but it's not. You know, they're not in any hurry. This is apparently the problem page here on data. Do you think this is a real problem? A rich businessman has asked me if I will service his young, very sexy wife. Apparently, the businessman is 70, the wife's 35 and very saucy. He's 28, married, but he's struggling to make ends meet. Should he get paid to have sex with the attractive wife by the rich businessman? And the lady says, walk away. Do not do it. But I'm not entirely convinced.
It's true.
That's a real problem.
No.
That's the sort of problem that people have who read The Star. They don't have problems like, you know, I'm stupid, I read The Star, I'm probably a bit racist. Homophobic. Yeah, sorry.
You know, it would depend on his own personal moral code. And the, you know, he really...
Well, I don't think we really need to go into whether the problem... He should know do, whether... Because it's not
know,
real.
It's either right for him or wrong for him. And, you know, he obviously wants to do it, so he might as well. Paris Hilton, just going again? Back to her. She's got a cellmate.
Brilliant. Well, that's going to cheer her up a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone to talk
do you know
to.
Who it is?
Well, I can see the headline, but no.
It's God.
G-O-D, God.
Yeah, I think she's been wanking him off.
Has she made a video?
She's done a sex video. It's called A Night in Paris. Let in Paris in a cell, in prison, by God. And and apparently he comes very hard.
That's how he got the idea for a waterfall. Yeah. No, for a spurting geyser.
So we'll all be looking forward to that. And Angelina Jolie says her and Brad Pitt will quit Hollywood so she could have more children.
More adopted children.
Poor Brad Pitt.
Yes. He should have stuck with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she'd have been happy with the one.
Have you got any more news?
Amy Winehouse and Mick Jagger are doing it.
Really? But she just got married.
I know, but it's Mick Jagger, so she's on the house.
Was he on her list?
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Do you have a list?
No. Nobody really... Well, people do, though.
Well, what did you mean by it? Was he on her list?
No, there's a list of... If you get married, mm-hmm. you can have two people that you're allowed to sleep with.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to say... My friend next door.
No, you have to say celebrities.
Right.
So I was wondering who might be on her list.
So who would be on your list?
I don't know. Well, it depends who I get married to. I might marry someone who's on my list.
Hugh Laurie?
Well, I'm probably going to marry him.
But would he be on your list?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Boris Johnson?
I don't know. I've never... Let's finish this. I've never considered getting married. Particularly...
You did this morning.
I did this morning because I've got that brilliant song to walk down the aisle to. But, So I've never considered who would be on my list.
Okay, we'll finish this and then we'll talk next.
Okay.
There's a very tiny sumo wrestler.
He's just a boy, he's not a sumo wrestler.
Oh.
He's quite cute though.
And a man juggles some chainsaws with one hand. And Gordon Brown has got another fun.
Another one?
He's going to pretend to give David Cameron a blowjob, but then bite it off. It'll be like he'll lose his power.
And without his knob?
Yeah, and also a shaved head. Part of the power is in his knob.
And his hair. Rocks. How's Gordon Brown going to... I mean, it's kind of a long-term plan, I'm guessing, this, you know. 1 week, it's the love bite.
No, he's going to get on it pretty quickly, and he's got plans how to... Because he can easily get Cameron into that situation, because he, you know, Cameron went to public school. Gordon said, hey, come on, let's go and play a biscuit game. They'll get carried away.
Oh, I see. And I'll go, I'm just going to eat that biscuit. Beat his mum instead.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. The Daily Star have a whole page of texts. They call it a forum. Which makes it sound like it's an interesting exchange of ideas. But actually, it's just a load of dribble. What have you got a picture of?
An elephant! Baby elephant was born before Starfield Taurus.
Oh,
baby.
Cute. These elephants are always being born in front of Starfield Taurus these days, aren't they?
Oh.
This is the text of the day from the forum. Two cats. Yeah, we hear it all the time, thy giving birth. That's not pain. Getting your privates caught in your zip, that's pain. And we never do it twice. That's from Poffer in Aberdeen. So I've picked out some choice.
Okay.
They're obviously part of the forum of discussion here.
Yeah.
Gingers aren't redheads, they're ginger. We don't call blondes yellowheads. Very good point there by Ugly Kitty. How come NHS can find money to treat poo-poo like asylum seekers, but refuse to, for you to operate on British taxpayer? Because they smoke. There's another asylum seekers one here. Strawberries rotting in fields. Why not send lazy dough lights and asylum seekers to pick them? We have had all the media hysteria about poor Maddie. Now I ask about the little boy of 7 taken in Las Palmas in March, still missing. Where's all the hysteria and coverage? This is £10 a week since Xmas on lottery. Not even won £10. Anyone beat that? I'm stupid. Oh dear. What was the other one? Wait till the no laughing and joking law comes in pubs, then no beer law in pubs, then the PC lot can sit miserably on their own. That man doesn't understand. Ultra horny pics of Danielle Lloyd in Monday Star. Nice to see her lickable bare feet for once too. That one's quite creepy. Anyway, that is just great.
Should we start buying it every day?
I think what we should do is start texting in, seeing what the most offensive thing we can get in the Star is.
What's the number to text?
It's text DSTAR to 82100. That's text DSTAR to 82100.
Anything else you have to do? What's the cost?
It's 25p plus your normal mobile operator cost.
Okay, anyone out there? Let's see.
I don't think anyone is out there, to be honest. No one's come back with a recipe for glue. Or the other thing that we wanted to know.
Shh. Loads of people did, they just emailed me directly. Okay, right, bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.